Sonali.
I'd like to on a couple of things that Harrison raised that were different from some of the issues that we've, most of us have been raising about transparency, diversity, and professional committee. If you can explain more about the article, this incorporation focuses, if I'm not sure I understand that particular issue you raised. And also, you mentioned the election of affiliate directors, and as far as I understand it, there is an affiliate alliance, the Pacifica Affiliates Alliance, which is an association of the of Pacifica affiliates, and they have met and put forward two nominations for affiliate representatives to the national board. Marty Derlin, the general manager of KGM in Boulder, and Vicky Santa, the general manager of WMNF in Tampa. And I received, and I'm assuming the other delegates received as well, the national delegates, received bios for both the affiliate nominees. So at some level, you know, we can do some research based on those bios, but if those were two people who were nominated by an alliance of specific affiliates, I'm not sure what else we might be able to do in terms of requiring a different set of nominees, and this is a group of affiliate representatives.
Okay, now the chair is going to actually have, if Harrison wishes to respond, to just clarify that, and then we're going to go to public comment and then return possibly to concrete decisions. Harrison, do you want to clarify? A point of clarification, Israel?
I believe the law of the state that there will be two affiliates selected by the new national board, and the possibility of one, just one, at the moment, they had large representatives. That's not mandatory, that's optional. So it's not exactly the law of one.
All right, members of the board. All right, Bill, yes, Bill, last.
Yeah, this is just on the diversity question. My proposal around that is specifically that we have an election review, so we don't just discuss diversity in some kind of general way that doesn't get us anywhere, but that we look at something concrete that just happened. And I think it is more than the fact of power communities, but I feel passionate that many guys are interested in voting. I think it's also the kind of education we need to do to reach your own members.
Okay, Bill, we need, right after public comment, we need something very concrete. It has to be fairly concise, something to direct our PMB members to do. I want to say, once again, I just want to thank the Latin American Society of Cal State University of Los Angeles, Ana Laura Villagrana, and Lawrence Reyes. They helped facilitate this. We deeply appreciate. And Lawrence is actually, I might say also that we owe them $25.50 for the sound system. They actually have to pay the student union. So we need to get, thank you, we have a treasury, but we also, if everyone dropped in $1, if we passed the hat and dropped in $1, many thanks to the Quakers among us, if we dropped in $1, we could actually also, any excess of $25.50 will be a donation to the Latin American Society. Lawrence Reyes, Ana Laura Villagrana, we appreciate their cooperation. Okay, first, now remember this is 1 minute and we need a member of the board to time our distinguished employers. Yes. All right, Terry, did you hear that? To kind of keep a running list of the positions that listener sponsors are giving us? And I would suggest also, of course, all of us, including the four PMB folks who are going to Berkeley. First speaker, who is going to time? Who's timing? Is there a time? We have 1 minute limit on public comment. Okay. Jim, are you offering to... excuse me, folks, one moment. Jim has the floor, so let's hear his comment.
I just want to say, I'd be willing to bet that these 30 people are here to debate about the IPC, and we had an off last week, and I know, like John Bafar and Trevor, these people come here specifically to address this issue. Alright? So, I think, you know, this kind of key, I didn't know there was going to be a listener comment for the communication. So, is there, let me ask you for a point of information. Did we, Lawrence, do we have to be out here at 10 o'clock?
We can push it a little.
Okay, can we allow like a 15-minute listener comment on this and then a 30-minute listener comment on the IPC?
Well, we have approved the agenda here, so it would take a motion to revise the agenda, a concrete proposal. Tim, do you want to make that proposal? One moment.
Your agenda does say that additional listener comments will be provided.
That is true, but we won't be able to make it. Maybe it may not be a full 30 minutes, which would mean an hour. That would mean the board would not be able to act on several important items. Only 23?
Yes, that's 23.
Okay, that's 23 minutes. Okay, let's move. Okay.
I would like to make a decision. Can we see if this is the comments now are on the DMV and then have the other people that I can use.
All right, among those who have signed up, how many wish to address the issue of sending our PNB members to Berkeley and what they do up there? Raise your hand.
Both.
Okay, hands down. Among those who have signed up, how many wish to address the program committee issue?
Well, we didn't sign up for that.
Yeah, I understand. See, it becomes complicated because some wanted to address both issues, I think, right? You know, I think what we should do, one moment, please. I think what we have, 23 speakers, that's 23 minutes. I think rather than waste more time, we should go to those speakers now. Who's keeping time on them? You are. Okay, first speaker, call the name.
Milo.
Hi, I'm Milo. I want to commend all of you for using your microphones. You know, you are creating awareness and audio and recording this stuff and proceeding that that will be preserved. So it's really important to be mindful of the fact that people may not be here and will be listening later, and they, in order to understand what they're hearing, please make sure that you say your name. And I just want to say for purposes of that record, that Marie Deary, Jane Helen, and Fernando Velasquez have all entered since the role was taken. And I want to urge all of you to remember that the affiliates played a very important role in restoring the network. And if it weren't for them, we might not have won the struggle to win Pacific Basin hijackers. These people are very dedicated to Pacifica, and I hope that you will familiarize yourself with the issues. And I want to urge all of you to read the bylaws, because then you sound like you don't have a president and you don't.
Thank you, Madam. Thank you very much. Second speaker.
So I just wanted to say something that was relevant both to the national meeting and I guess to this board. Margaret Prescott had said for the delegates to be very careful to make sure not to just bring their own personal agendas, but to go ahead and make sure that the entire board and the entire board's opinions were represented. And I wanted to make it clear, it seems to be working a little better this time, but I wanted to make clear that you have been elected to represent the entire community. And I want the entire community, like, I want everyone in the community to be represented in every which way, shape, or form. Which, along with this whole outreach program and going out there and bringing in more people from more diverse backgrounds and everything, I want to make sure that we confront a serious problem within the station, which is a problem of people specifically fighting against diversity and how to end, but there's a serious problem of not wanting minority programming, calling this a victims are us programming that really needs to be
much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, I'll go ahead and people. Okay, and so everybody here, and I want to ask something. If you have really some issues about an minority collective, you will really have something to do for the minorities, for the communities here. I want to listen, you know, because that here is a compromise for all that community. You know, I speak to a lot of people who is not here, and I speak for a lot of people who never want to be here. Okay? But one of the things I want to say is, I want to listen what you want to do with the national board. And really, what role we want to play in getting a case. Maybe like those. No, I read a lot of other books to say that's the problem, but not never somebody can say that is the thing.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I think we're at the very exciting beginning of the new day of democratization, but we have to understand we are at the very beginning. And I think it's vital that the national board and the local board come up with a plan that is very concrete of how we're going to move forward to deepen democratization, particularly one of the issues people have mentioned of empowerment and access to this network for communities of color in particular. And I think that therefore it's vital to make people like that, that they may agenda out to the listeners. I think that the national board maybe should be webcast to people here. I think that the plan needs to be come up for the expansion of the system network. I'd like people think about stations as Atlantic stations in Chicago, in North Carolina, but people have to think about that long term. And if you have a financial plan, that based on which you're going to do the outreach and raise funds from communities for whom money is very precious.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
Bob Minden, Rafael, and Devin.
So, a suggestion to take the Sacramento crowd to take Berkeley. Being resolved that KDSA and Pacifica condemn the production and consumption of meat and all unnecessary exploitation of animals for clothing, sport, entertainment, and experimentation. With this resolution, KDSA and Pacifica reaffirm their mission statement commitment to peace and nonviolence, finally recognizing and opposing the most massive war ever that against the most innocent, oppressed, suffering, basic beings on earth, non-human animals, which also claims the most human deaths in this country, which also destroys the environment. And in case you're not of this opinion, perhaps there's not enough vegan and animal liberation programming on KDSK and Pacifica, so I'd like animals to be represented. No justice, no peace.
Thank you very much.
I want to kind of a point that the lady was saying, and it's a question of deeper understanding of what racial conflict is about. There were three significant four pilots actually in a workshop that developed the sort of anti-racism for actually race nationality policies almost 2 years ago now. Those policies are death, they call for diversity training, they call for certain kinds of programs on the air, representation of issues of people of color, diversity training both local level, national level, among the state health boards, among staff. For 2 years now, Dan Coughlin has done nothing whatsoever to implement that. That is one of the reasons that we're in a situation where we have bylaws with diversity requirements, and what we have, when the fact that we're race wars, we have a common language to talk about these issues in which we could have received had we had diversity training. I want to urge you, all of you who are going to the DME, to insist upon the immediate implementation of race diversity, race nationality policy, and to call in Coughlin part of it because he was supposed to get an immediate action on that as of September, but nothing for almost 2 years.
Thank you, Raphael.
Perhaps the time has come for us to stop lying to ourselves. There is no, we must come up with violence and all of that. But the truth is that we are not going to speak the language of those that we claim to represent. No matter what I said, there is no way that I can properly communicate in the language of the youth from South Central. That is not possible. And I do not see us moving in that direction. I do not know what the national can do with the first program at local levels.
I hope that Ministry of Bylaw Convention will be critical in looking into it. I think our national delegate to make that one of the issues to be discussed at the national level. The election that has just ended, I commend those who won. I have participated in the process of that election. In fact, I said I was a big center for two lines, volunteering in the campaign process. But that is not to say that we were represented in that election. And any decisions that have been made at the national level for due representation of people of color at the next election, please come up with that process. I hope the bylaw convention will be one step in that direction. That is one of the things I propose to the national delegation.
Thank you.
They would love to.
Okay.
You know, one of the concerns that I have is, you know, the transparency that Sonali's asking for, I think he needs provided. I mean, if you have a copy of the National Board Agenda, then obviously we all should have one. You know, I think, you know, we need to take that first step to do that. And I also want to know why is it that the Caribbean community in New York is locked out of WBAI? So if you can bring that up, the Caribbean community, the Dominican community, a lot of people of color community at WBAI are locked out. Okay, there's only one program, and that's Juan Gonzalez, who I know very well. But the fact is that the Puerto Rican community is locked out of programming and any other things that they want to organize around WBI. Thank you very much.
Bravo, Arturo Ramos, Macho. That's Gonzalez.
We got a call to ask the station from a producer at WBAI, and she's doing a three-part program today. She's doing this program of interviewing with Gore Vidal. He lives up the street from us at the station, and she'd like to use part of the facility there. And there's no cooperation between the station. If you read our articles of incorporation, which is under this kind of board members. There's a reason for that. We haven't garnered a new signal since we began to build a huge national professional staff. This national professional staff right now is in Counselor in Berkeley. They're way ahead of you. They will take the power that you should own unless you govern us, unless you govern our station. And we need more cooperation between our stations to keep National from running the show with the 20% of our money that they spend. That's our jewelry money. That's our extra. That's the money that we should be spending to send our signal, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't get that. They did. We can't even figure out what they're spending on.
Thank you.
And in regards to personal agendas, we all have an agenda, we all have a personal agenda, and that is to carry through with the mission of Pacifica, to make sure that that mission reaches the widest possible audience, that we include the widest possible representation from the broadcasting area of each signal. So that is our agenda, and we all participate in that. We're all volunteers. Most of us are not getting paid, so we're all volunteers. So I do urge you to let your imagination run in a constructive way so we can come up with a plan to include everybody. An organization without a plan is not going to get anywhere. We need that.
Thank you, Arthur.
We have a representative on the national board previously that hardly represented the listeners. So please take into consideration that you are representing us and not just your agenda. Thank you very much. Two, I really would like to push the issue of the startup management that we're running at the station and the national board. This single one person hierarchy startup, military startup, decision making really needs to come to a halt. Otherwise, we could have come to a halt. So we need to look for great energy of creating a group decision as a management. 30 seconds, and I got that.
Okay,
so, that's how. So that there are some, we have some cities that they are running that initiative, and I think this should be our agenda more so. I mean, nothing in parallel with the other ones. The other one more issue for this work, you guys consume a whole lot of time among yourself. I wish to have equal time as a listener. Just because you're sitting on that side of the table, we doesn't mean shit. I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I have 3 points. I swear to the identity promotion, this is like review of elections, and I want to add it's not included the technical review of all elected LSD and MPD members be included, and also a review of the National Elections Director's decision to quash waivers for this election. Point number two, I'm looking for leadership among the past members of the LAB who voted for the motion, on protecting the needs of Mexican-Americans, because that motion I made is the last word, and we need to do that. Our last point is that the Treaty of Guadalupe is out of 1848, Article 27 of the UN Covenant on Civil, Economic, and Political Rights of Oppressed Peoples gives the Mexican-American communities the right to self-determination, to determine our own identity, and we do not wish to be labeled as Latinos. Everyone has a right to name themselves whatever they want, but they do not have that right to impose that name on us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
First of all, I want to commend Compañera Marty Prescott, who she said, and who supported her. One of the things that KKK does not realize is that KKK has been practicing apartheid communication wise in our little life. It is unwieldy. The 800 number, 818, has been excluding a lot of our communities. That's what many communities did not participate. For years, 1990, 1991, I've been advocating for KPLK to please have a 323 or 213 area code, because those communities, that's why they're being excluded. And those of you who went to the National Board, please bring that up. And I will continue to advocate as long as it takes. But 818 is a part-time for which our community is covered. South Henry, East LA, 213, 323. Please remember that.
Thank you.
And I hope it's dangerous to be in your face.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mayor and Roger. Regarding to reaching out to the community, I wanted to have done a priority, ground as far as the community is concerned. What I'd like to mention or to ask is there a way then to reach out, say, to the kids that are under the age of 18 as far as reaching out to the community? There are South Central, is there a way that we could form a study group, say, for various high schools, as far as the political, issues of the sense, plus the art and the art, can we prevent that, say, like, at some cafeteria, some school, say that, it could be, like, a year or so to bring this into real life, but for a near future, if it's possible, that's my question.
Yes. Thank you. This is noted.
Okay, here we go. Okay, first of all, I want to thank every one of you. This is a tremendous leap forward from what happened before. There's very little business. I did notice a little bit of people cross-talking while listeners were speaking. I think listeners are basically overrun by attention. I think that's critical. Many of you brought up very, very interesting points, very crucial points. I can't address them in a minute. And I want to hear much more discussion, and I want to see you guys give yourselves the time for sufficient discussion. Okay, time, there's only about an hour left of 10 o'clock, so you guys really need that. I do have a strong opinion about the delegates, and the thing I want to, I don't know, the thing about the delegates, I feel very strongly, you can push your, to the national board, you can push your personal agendas on this board when you're meeting, but forget it when you go to the national board. You're here to represent this board, and I feel so strongly about that, that I feel that you guys should think about instituting a process of review for the board members in case they do run wild on their personal agenda, so either you can congratulate them and encourage them, or you can recall them.
You know, I'm just going to interrupt for a moment, just before we go to the next speaker. National board meetings, we're reminded by Jack and others, are webcast. And if people want to take down this webcast, you can actually listen to our four PMD people. They're webcast at kpftx.org. kpftx.org. And when you find out when the PMD meetings are, you can go on online, and they're webcast at that. And I'll repeat it later. All right, the next speaker.
Okay, I have just some points, some of which have not been mentioned yet tonight. There should also be, and I would ask our representatives at the PMB to work out a formal method so listeners can bring items to the national agenda. Okay, now there is no such thing as part of staying in touch with what's going on in every community means that there needs to be a way, even outside of a localization board, to bring items to national attention. The management review standards and criteria you work out. I would love to see them published and also available to the listeners so that the listeners know what criteria managers are being evaluated by. Okay. Is a staff listserv, I think it's a great idea, Tara. What happens over the years is that listeners are not in touch with staff feelings, what their opinions are, that there be read-only access for the listeners on the staff listserv as well, so that we can see what's going on, what the issues are, and where staff people stand on specific issues and ideas. Just a practical matter on bylaws, I suggest that somebody get a hold of that document and put in a table of contents and keyword references so that all of us, including yourself, can use it as a real document and not just something as a web document that's really hard to do. Diversity, over all the years, you need a real action plan, not just words. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. There are a lot of issues that listeners want to speak about, and we're kind of distributing this one minute. I feel like I'm under the sword here, but I'll just say one issue now. Many people here in the audience, and some people have talked about the face of Pacifica, basically. We know there are problems in Houston. I think there are problems here in Los Angeles, and probably there are problems in Berkeley. We are too. The market correctly stated that the composition of those elected might very well be related to the issue of the bylaws convention. And what does this really mean? The current Pacifica bylaws were adopted, and these bylaws rejected and mandated affirmative action remedies. We all know that. The face of every local station board and the composition of the Pacifica National Board is exactly the result of that rejection of affirmative action remedies. The communities, I think, want to hear whether our delegates and directors think that a bylaws convention to attempt to change the face of Pacifica is appropriate, and whether that should be sooner or later.
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you. You know, I thought I had an idea. 1 minute? What do you say 1 minute? So, give me that. Let me ask now.
about. Thank you very much. You're all very courageous to be here. And I want you to know that I'm very thankful that you moved this event to the east side versus the west side. This coalition covers a huge, this is a huge area. Where are the people from Compton? Where are the people from Orange County and San Diego? Or even over in San Bernardino? They're not here. And look at the color. Very limited color here. So, diversity obviously is a big issue here, and I cannot stress that, like everybody else has already done that. Election review, what happened? I voted for Don, I remember that. I voted for Julie, and Margaret, and Don, and I think you, I'm not sure, because you don't
get to
vote for her. And then you don't stand up and say, yes, I'm Julie, I'm Sam, I'm whoever. I voted for Harrison. For everyone, I don't even know. Anyway, we need to be educated. You know what? I don't even know some of these issues. And then we're not, so. That's the end.
Go!
We have distractions on the national level, the state level, the local level, and I think we have distractions here. I think we need to prioritize what our five delegates are going to do over there so that the vote is a block. And I think the most important thing is, transparency. And you guys have to tell us the history of this station. I've been listening for 20-some-odd years, and I don't know the history of before then. You need to educate us. I don't even know your name. You should have the name on your head.
I do have to just clarify before we go ahead. I think Ed is trying to clarify also. We have beautiful, in fact, you know something? We have nameplates with names facing you and the mission statement facing us. And Ed gets a demerit. I have a chart at home. He gets a demerit for forgetting our name. And I want to say one other thing. Many people have talked about election review. I guess you're aware that Casey Peters, the election supervisor, has put out a long list of recommendations and concerns, and so whoever does an election review should look at not only Casey's list, but many people connected, including many of you, have long lists of review around the process that we just went through. Next speaker.
Where can we find Casey's list?
You know, has that been published? Casey has...
No, PCMagic.net.
Okay, we'll find a way to publish that and bring that to the next meeting.
It's right here. Okay. Tell me when I'm going to have a copy of this file.
Good. Okay. Sir.
But this is my first attempt at a vote station. I'm sorry. My first attempt at a vote station for these. So I'm kind of reluctant to speak. Just wanted to observe things, but still compelled to speak. A couple things that came up in terms of, you know, how to increase the diversity of the citizenship and the composition of the board. I do support the outreach. There's also a function, too, of a program. You know, the fact that there is, I guess, a low content of diverse programming discourages people that you want to outreach to live in. You know, so for instance, you know, a lot of people who I approached without wanting to vote weren't responsible in this case because they weren't compelled to, because there wasn't really anything of interest for them to listen to on the station. So that's, you know, a dichotomy to deal with, you know, from that standpoint. Also, you know, there were quite a few people of color that I know who had problems being able to vote because they wanted to get it balanced. And the process for them to vote in that instance, to be able to try to get a balance, so on, because many people gave up. So those are issues that I think that should be up for discussion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
How many more speakers do we have?
One, two, three,
Five speakers, all right.
I'll give my minute to the agenda for our program council.
Okay.
Barbara Hahn. Read the other name.
Barbara Hahn, that you should not Margo and that's it.
Okay. Right, couple of thoughts. First off, I'd like to thank the programmers who made the women's programming possible this week. Second, I'm really encouraged with the increase in Spanish language programming. I'd like to encourage a strong increase in Spanish language programming as well as other non-English languages. So, I think that will help us build our connections to those communities. Third thing, as a resident of 818, white people remember 818 as a majority non-white community. Another thought. I think that in terms of the program council, one thing to keep in mind is encouraging the development of more programming selectives. I think that's something that we should support. Final thing, which is a question I have. I heard on KPFK radio late last week about a forum on civil liberties that was taking place tonight in the West Side. And I was wondering if anybody in this room remembers the location of that event.
Yes, it's in the brewery.
Okay,
Westwood.
Thanks a lot.
We try to serve with all information at our disposal.
Wonderful.
Randy Marlow and then some selection process for a member of the IPC should stand as is. First, because it would be inherently wrong to change them, the IPC was elected under the old administration, but later, before the LSC existed, the failure of some constituencies to complete their elections appears due just to heel dragging and lack of interest. The new administration, the LSC, does not have the right to summarily nullify the good work of the preceding one. Second, we candidates put a tremendous amount of work and sacrifice to ourselves on 300-word statements, expanded statements, on-air forums, and in-person forums because we wanted to influence programming policy. Some of us got elected as a result. Except for affirmative action remedies, it wouldn't be fair to us to remove us or run that work wasted. Third, KPFK has advertised a democratically elected program council to cancel the results of the past election or a democratic election of the remaining members would effectively remove democracy and make KPFK into a liar to its listeners.
May I just ask, how much more do you have? Is the time up?
No, he has 15 seconds.
Oh, 15. Okay, give him fully the 15 seconds.
Okay. Also, I think the IPC should start doing its work right now without the missing members. We have 10 people enough to get work done. The lab candidates should be retained. And the absence of the other constituencies is due partly to lack of interest. Well,
all right, thank you. Anyone who wishes to submit written material to our secretary, Terry Goodman, can do so.
Margo, Nancy, and Lamar. Thank you, Mr. Lamar.
Hi, Margo. I did it around the program council for LSD and Freedom Family. Also, no Asians, no prisoners, and poor people who need a vote because it's secret. So somehow work out something on the national level to give subsidies. Third, unless you want to do all the work, I have never heard of any national organization that does not have committees on the local level doing the work. So if you can get that through to the National Center Board, you will be going a long way, including people of all persuaded of whatever their interests are to do the work. I've never heard of any group that depends on the national board to tell them to do. So if this is going to become grassroots, that is one of my staff will just committee, 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 committee. The more committees you do, the more groups you can do, the better likely you're going to have the domination by any more staff, because they're going to have a lot of flow down and tapping it together. So committee, 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 okay?
Thank you. Lawrence, is this our last speaker?
No, this is the month of the
Oh, Okay.
Hi, I'm Nancy, and I also ran for the program council that I did make. Not all people in Deep Valley had access to the internet. And over to be people, we have to be considerate of that. I think that's one of the reasons why I think there's a lot of attention to from the community that the board needs to come up to be on the internet. So also, they're bringing young people in. They have to bring young people in. New generation is very important. Number two, we can't forget about some of our older programs who are banned and fired. They're still banned and fired for some reason, it seems. I think, or, I don't know, Dina and Ron Wilkinson, maybe it was Ron Wilkinson, got kicked out of the space. I don't know what it was to say. That's the purpose of going around. Anyhow, so I'd like that to be explained.
Thank you. From Cal State University. Yes, now this will be the final speaker in this public comment. We're honored to have you here.
No, thank you. My comments are brief. I just want to say first thanks for coming and holding your meeting here. And as someone said before, really easy to get this side of town, south of this side of town, north and west of this side of town, etc. So it's a very good meeting. Thank you for coming. Everyone, all the locals I heard that have said something here, the people that preceded me have said something fair to my mind that is of merit to a major alignment degree. But I remember when I was in town at the local station, WDAI in New York, where I came from for a year. But I can't stress something, I'm out of time, I'm running out of it. It seems to me that the station cannot be all things to all people. KPFK can be representative, but really it has to be absolutely democratic, as it is understood in theory, for every interest group, every person, every get the voice, is going to be problematic. At best, it will result, I think, in inefficient, ineffective operation or communication decay and paralysis. Over the last year or so, I've seen one session like this after another, and the time is running out. Mm-hmm. Finally, I'd like to say we're confronting some of the greatest problems that the country and world have ever known. And every program, whether it be artistic, cultural, social, familial, ought to be directed at confronting these problems every day, one way or another. Every other issue must be put on the back burner. To get bogged down in the procedures, I think this is a procedure of democratization we're trying to establish. I think will continue to unfold and continue to be made as we hold these forms and I don't need to speak to others and just not give lip service. But I really stress that these are some severely grave times, and for the multicultural side, I am an African American. But I think the issues of the strength of the station is its political message. There's nothing else that's more fundamental and critical to it. And African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, Asian Americans, we all need to know what any given is saying. We all need to know the position.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you very, very much. Okay, now Lawrence is going to be taking public comment. You're taking another staff.
For ITC.
Oh, for ITC, but we'll do it off to the side. Now, I do want to... What did she say? That's right. Now, people, the chair needs the direction of the board. The chair is very anxious to have at least the proposals around program council, interim program council, at least presented. But I do not want to cut short this process that we're in, which is to mandate and direct our PNB. So it is now 9:15, I believe, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so we have 45 minutes. We want to go ahead with this process, but we also would like to see those proposals, because I know many came here around the IPC. The chair recognizes, sure, Cherna.
Alan.
And Alan.
In Israel.
And then Israel.
And Grace and Leslie.
And, and then Grace and then Leslie. And at this end,
Terry.
Okay, now I want some direction so that we can move toward hopefully at least presenting the IPC proposal. Let's begin. Okay, there's a on order, Ed.
If you don't move the agenda to deal with the IPC, you're not going to get through.
Okay, now are you making a motion to move the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. This is basically to two-minute debate and close debate. It actually takes
to move the agenda.
To move the agenda. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Sure. Not. Let's go to the staff here. On the motion. But you're second on that stack, so let's go to you now. Go ahead, turn it.
I want to get to the issue of the IPC, but we are simply four people now for it. I suggest that we spend 5 minutes. You know, people have a lot to say. There is an agenda of the National Board, and as before, we would send people with any direction that how we want them to vote on who the national officers should be, for instance. What do we want them to do about the executive vote? Are three persons on the same position?
Okay.
Can you make a motion on this? Or we have a motion out?
We have a motion. We actually have a motion on the floor to move the agenda. And we're going to go back to this stack if we continue the discussion over PNB. Okay, Leslie and then David. And Donna.
Am I throwing out this?
Yes, do. Start a new one on this, okay. On this agenda. I think we said, did we say Leslie? Go ahead, Leslie.
And Donna,
remember that we inserted in their discussion of the director and the secretary position after number two.
You know, you're absolutely right. We did. That's absolutely right. So that would be the next agenda item. David.
First of all, I'm opposed to spending time deciding what we're going to spend time on.
Well, I don't know how else you do it. There's no other way to do it.
A lot of the various proposals that are coming from the IPC have been I think that people can have a short discussion and vote among those proposals. I don't think they need to go 45 minutes on that. I think the only thing should be handled on the right discussion and spend 24 minutes on it. So that you can feedback about the things that they brought up. We can address some of the formal issues. So when you meet there with no expectations from the board, so what we're going to do there, and then we have no expectations.
Okay, then you would vote against this motion. Wait, excuse me. Can you speak up a little bit? What is your...
I'm going to propose a substitute motion that we spend until 20 till on this subject, and then reserve the vote for the
time. Okay, this is a substitute motion. Is that seconded by anyone? Okay, so there cannot be a substitute motion to close it. You know, I'm actually going to see if there's a second for the substitute motion of David Adelson. Hearing no second, then it fails. We're back to Ed Pearl's motion to move the agenda. Any further discussion or can we? Oh, Donna.
I guess this is a motion that I want to put on the floor. And that is, I think that all four members who are going to work with Action Congress.
Excuse me, Donna, I think this is out of order because we must resolve this motion. Yeah, this is definitely out of order. So can you hold that for a moment? Okay, Marie Geary.
I guess I will have to hold myself.
Yes.
I will
address it. Right. Now, just to clarify, we're going to be going to a vote. All right, Israel. No, it moves the agenda immediately. Okay, here's the point of clarification, David Adelson.
If we move this agenda, then any motion that proposed the national border instruction there would be modified.
That is absolutely right. Okay, any further discussion? All right, we're going to go to a vote on Ed Pearl's motion, which was seconded to...
Are you saying that if we go ahead with Ed, we can no longer speak to anything?
That is true. If you support Ed Pearl's motion at this time, then we move the agenda to Secretary Treasury and then on to IPC. All those in favor of Ed Pearl's proposal, raise your hand. Okay, one, two, three. Are you voting yes, Jim?
Yes, ma'am.
Four, five, six. Hands down. Those opposing the motion, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. All right, the record will show that the motion fails, and we are now continuing. Now, the chair would entertain a motion from David Adelson. Yes, but can you make a motion that we limit debate on this so that we can... you made an earlier motion. All right, then let's go... let's continue debate on the PNB. One moment. One moment. We're going to go back to the stack that we created. The first is Alan. And then put David Adelson here too.
Okay, Sharon, you're done. You were heading. You're no longer on this side.
No, I'm on this side. I came for the
one. Okay, you're ahead of me. I'm back to you.
What? Actually, she wasn't ahead of you.
No, she was. She was. She was dead. Oh, written for
the sack. Okay, well, take her name and put her to the top. Go ahead.
We can go on indefinitely. We have to disrupt the folks who are going, and we promise people that we would get to the question of the IPC.
Make a motion. No, I mean about addressing the issues you want. About addressing the issues you want addressed in the 10 minutes. You want to address the agenda. Make a motion.
I want to complete this discussion on the instructions
and delegates. It's been moved and seconded. This is the extended 10 minutes. Discussion over that.
It's not debatable.
It's not debatable. Oh, yeah, limit this. That's right. Limiting this. Limit debate. Must be seconded, not debatable. It's actually two-thirds. Any further? No. Let's see. How many support Sharna's proposal to go 10 minutes? Raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Chair is voting yes. 14. Opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That does carry. All right. It is now 9:25. By 25 minutes to 10.
I'll give you a punch.
Give us the punchline over there. Okay. Okay. Now may we go back to the stack we created for this purpose? Sharna, do you want to speak?
What I want to do is give one of the delegates, an emotion related to their job.
Alan.
Yeah, I'm a little confused about what we're talking about right now. I thought we were going to be responding. What David said was very constructive in terms of the very specific things that are on the agenda.
Very specific things that are on the agenda, the election of the officers of the board. I have really nothing to say. But Sharon, did I have nothing specific to say to that? Sorry about that, Sharon. I suppose I have to say that a lot of the people in the audience spoke about the specific things that can be recommended in terms of outreach, and my experience at KPFA is there's been nothing very specific or concrete since I've been there. And I was really appalled when the Spanish language program came out and didn't have any kind of budget whatsoever for getting the word out to the community. So I really hope that something very specific comes out of those discussions at the IPN. But hey, other than that,
I will remind members that this is the time for concrete proposals.
Okay. Make motion.
Okay, let's go to the stack. We're on the stack.
Israel.
Yeah. 2 minutes for our director's election was ridiculous, as I said at the time. 10 minutes is ridiculous for this now. So I want to say the following. At the minimum, let us get on the air at PBOK. I hope someone, Terry or someone, will get the PND agenda and announce the KPFTX.org. And have that on the air at PBOK so we can see it. That's the minimum to get some information out. And honestly, even, there might be some way to contact our director if something really serious or ominous is likely to come up in Berkeley, to contact them, to be some input, not direction of input. That's a lesser thought. So the first two things, can someone now say, yes, we get it on the air, they need to do a thing? So the Berkeley meeting announcement is the agenda, the essence of it, and the KPFTX.org website webcast, so people will know.